In another sign of a slowing economy, the Gateway Computer Company announced late today it's laying off a quarter of its workforce, around 5,000 employees. The company, known for its cow motif packaging, has been struggling with a global decline in computer sales. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The layoffs are part of what Gateway calls a sweeping plan to cut costs and restructure its business as it looks for a way to make money in the fiercely competitive computer industry. Gateway lost nearly $21 million in its most recent quarter and had expected to merely break even in the latter half of this year. Now, thanks to the job cuts and other cost savings, founder Ted Waite says Gateway has a chance to turn a small profit in the fourth quarter.
We plan to be much nimbler, faster, and just really a better company that is much more focused on doing the right things for our customers.
As part of the cutbacks, Gateway is closing a manufacturing plant in Salt Lake City and several call centers around the country. It's also immediately shuttering its operations in Asia and the Pacific and says it may pull out of Europe as well. Waite's company had already served notice that its operations in Ireland and the UK were in jeopardy.
We don't have to be a global business to succeed. You know, we analyzed our global business. We looked at our operations outside the U.S. We just don't have the brand awareness. We don't have the distribution capability. And we don't have the local presence and solutions capabilities.
Analyst Rob Enderle of Giga Information Group says it's wise for Gateway to concentrate on the domestic market, where it has a relatively strong brand name and nearly 300 retail stores.
At this particular point in time, they need to circle the wagons, and that means they've got to focus. They've got to pick their battles, and then they've got to pick the areas that they can win. So it's actually very wise of them to cut back geographically, target the U.S. market, and then once they reach a level of strength, they can certainly expand out again.
Gateway also plans to put more emphasis on its non-hardware businesses, such as internet access and computer training. The company's counting on these so-called beyond-the-box businesses to grow faster and generate more profits than the PC market, whereas Enderle notes worldwide sales have been stagnant.
The market's about as soft as we've ever seen it. There really hasn't been a reason for corporate or consumer customers to go back and buy machines.
Customers' reluctance to upgrade to new PCs is taking a toll on other computer makers as well. Hewlett-Packard reported this month that its profits had fallen 90% in the most recent quarter. Even Dell, the market leader, lost money during the period. Dell's by far the most efficient computer maker. The one that rivals, with their cost-cutting, are now trying to match. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.